Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you 24/7, with supplies and solutions for every industry, and access to product specialists ready to help. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need cash out of your home and a simple way to get it, Rocket can. What the hell is today? Happy Tuesday night to you. I'm happy to be here with you. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. You can listen on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. You can tune in on Sirius XM channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, you can be smart and ask that speaker to play CBS Sports Radio. I'm here with super producer and host Dave Shepard. We're going to rock and roll for the next 3 hours. It's a 4-hour show, though. We've already been rolling for an hour. We've talked about Kenny Pickett officially being named starter for the Pittsburgh Steelers. We've talked about Tua Tagovailoa and the potential changes at the quarterback position, or at least some of the rules. Can you touch him? Can you not touch him? Can you breathe on him? As the NFL continues to move towards player safety, are they eventually going to switch things up? I think it's going to be quite a while before we get there. And then ultimately, tonight, history has been made in Major League Baseball. Well, first of all, congratulations to the Atlanta Braves. 5 straight National League East titles. They beat the Marlins down in Miami. And the New York Mets, well, the New York Mets are just going to have to, Shep, is bite dust appropriate? Is that what you got to bite somebody's dust, or am I making something up?
Another one bites the dust.
Yeah, another one bites the dust. Yeah, but they're biting. Do they bite the dust of the Braves? Like, well, how do you say that?
The Mets have been biting a lot of dust from a lot of different organizations the past 35 some odd years. I think that's appropriate, yes.
Yeah, they got a new owner now, 2 years. Let's give this guy a break.
You know what, JR? Right? It's all about, listen, yeah. If I would have told you, and who knows, it may be 100. If I would have told you the Mets are going to win 99 games and find themselves in the playoffs and have home field advantage in that respective first series in the postseason in the first full year of Steve Cohen's tenure, I would say that's a relatively successful season.
Correct.
But New Yorkers are so damn miserable, they'll find anything to bitch and complain about. And I'm going to leave it at that.
Met fans.
Yes. New York sport fans are, I'm not saying everybody, but I'm saying there are a lot of New York sports fans that are miserable fans. They're not happy unless you win a world championship, not understanding the task and difficulty and arduousness that comes with said task.
Yeah, but Met fans are more miserable than anybody.
Well, they haven't won since, you and I are babies.
It's 86, yeah.
Yeah.
They got reason to. Anyway, let's see what happens. New York Mets are going to have to enter into the wild card, which starts on Friday. Let's see who they take on. And the Atlanta Braves, congratulations, going to the divisional round, getting some days off and an opportunity and a chance to defend their world championship. Shout-outs to all my friends here with me in Atlanta, Georgia. Speaking of New York, I could tell you someone who ain't miserable. He represents New York. It's Aaron Judge. Tonight, this man went out there and hit home run number 62. No one in American League history, nobody, has hit as many home runs as Aaron Judge did. For an entire week, he was tied at number 61 with former New York Yankee Roger Maris, who hit 61 home runs in 1961, which was 61 years ago. Until tonight. The New York Yankees played a doubleheader against the Texas Rangers. In Game 1, Aaron Judge went 1-for-5. That left him with tomorrow to try to hit number 62 out of the park. His first at bat tonight, that's exactly what he did. I am sure this is going to be ridiculously dramatic. I haven't even heard the home run call from John Sterling because I wanted to listen to it right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. So, by the way, the Yankees did lose the game to the Texas Rangers, the final score 3-2. But to open up the game, Aaron Judge did this. This is courtesy of John Sterling, the legend, and the Yankees Radio Network.
Here's the 1-1. Swung on. There it goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 62 to set the new American League record. Aaron Judge hits his 62nd. All the Yankees out of the dugout to greet him. Just think of it. Three Yankee right fielders. The Babe hitting 60 and 27. The Jolly Roger hitting 61 and 61. And now Aaron Judge hits his 62nd home run, the most home runs any American leaguer has hit in a single season. And the American League has been alive for 120 years. This is Judgment Day. Case closed.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay, Shep. I give him credit for that one. He didn't give us the "here comes the judge." He saved the corniness. We stayed away from that. Judgment Day. Okay. How long did he take to come up with that? A week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month? He's had that kind of just sitting and waiting, right?
Sounds pretty good for a guy in his early 80s, man. Like, that was a great call. You're right.
It was. And he walked us through everything. I'm glad he didn't. There comes the judge. I mean, thank you. I appreciate that. That was a good one. Not that my opinion matters to him or anybody else, but good for him. And, hey, look, Aaron Judge hit that home run. Aaron Boone immediately took him out of the game. It's just like, listen, man, enjoy it. This man started, I think, 54 consecutive games. And They sat him down. He was a spectator for the rest of the game. Who knows if he'll play tomorrow. I'm not sure whether or not they're going to insert him into the game. He hit 62. No one has ever hit more home runs than him in the American League. And we all know about the National League numbers. Barry Bonds is 73 in 2001. And you have multiple years of McGuire and Sosa just saying, hey, he's 60 plus. And, I've said this. Those guys cheated. We don't have any evidence or record of Aaron Judge doing such. And so, yeah, Barry Bonds might have 73. But if I want to look at someone who appears to have done it in a clean way, that would be Aaron Judge. And so I'm sure this will come up throughout the course of the night. As we continue on, some unfortunate news in the world of football, and I guess it's more unfortunate for Tom Brady. This is all over TMZ, the dirt sheets and everywhere. Tom Brady and his wife appear to be going their separate ways. This will be a distraction for Tom Brady, I'm sure, to a certain degree, or it may be something that pushes him forward. I do not want to imagine such a scenario where it's just like, hey, I'm taking the kids and you go play football. That's what you chose. It's tough. Right before we went to break, we were asked about, or we talked about, Tua Tagovailoa, and I had mentioned Matthew Stafford. This man was driven into the ground 7 times last night. We're going to talk Brady. We'll talk Stafford. We're going to talk about Luka Doncic. NBA executives anonymously said that they feel Luka is the front runner for MVP. We'll give you an update on Dak Prescott. We'll talk about Russell Westbrook. We'll talk about Russell Wilson. So we have a lot to do the rest of the show. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Shep, you also brought up a tweet by Jeff Passan of ESPN. He had a comment to make about Aaron Judge. What's the deal with Jeff Passan? What did he say?
Well, no, to your point, JR, I mean, just very succinctly, Aaron Judge's 62 home runs is a remarkable achievement. Barry Bonds' 73 home runs is the record. There's nothing else to discuss. I completely disagree with that, because the reality is there needs to be a push. Whomever it is in baseball management, whether that even be the top guy himself, Rob Manfred, a guy that doesn't seem to be liked by just about anybody. And so Rob Manfred, we know, does have some autonomy to make the push to say to what you said, JR, is so on point. We all know this. When Barry Bonds came in 1986, I believe, he was a leadoff thin-railed hitter. And at 37, he becomes Babe Ruth. We all know he cheated. We all know Sammy Sosa cheated. We all know Mark McGwire cheated. The record should belong to Aaron Judge. And I don't think that's – I think it needs to be a discussion, because that's how it's ultimately going to be cemented. To that, JR, would you agree?
Yeah. Well, no.
No?
No, I'm sorry. I don't.
Gotcha.
I think we know that the record belongs to Barry Bonds. I don't think Major League Baseball wants to go down that route, because they would be kicking themselves in the ass again, admitting to everyone how illegitimate this record is and how they allowed the record to happen, to how complicit they were in the fact that it was even allowed to exist, and that they turned a blind eye because fans were showing up and there was so much attention to it. You know, I had a call today with a good friend who works in animation. This man works in cartoons, and that's what he does. He doesn't know a damn thing about sports. Today, he talked to me about Aaron Judge, and he is not a sports fan. He knows Tom Brady, LeBron, and now he knows Aaron Judge. And to know that this has kind of moved into the mainstream for a certain segment of the population is cool. But this home run chase, it doesn't even compare or even touch what we saw 20 and 20 plus years ago with McGwire and Sosa and Bonds over a 3-4 year stretch. It doesn't even touch that. And so I don't think baseball wants to, just as a business, bring that back up into the forefront. I will say this. Does Barry Bonds hold and own the record overall American League, National League at 73 in 2001? Yes. Yes, he does. The legitimacy of that record, how he was able to acquire it, what he did to get there, that is more than questionable. And that there is overwhelming evidence, plenty of it, for anyone with half a brain to go, he cheated. Am I one of these guys who go, oh, take the record away? Oh, take it. No, I don't. This is baseball's fault. That doesn't mean that I personally or anyone else can't look at the numbers and go, or the evidence, and say, nah, it's Judge. He's the guy. So Aaron Judge is not going to say it. Aaron Judge went on record two weeks ago, and said, hey, I watched Barry Bonds. It's his record. Yeah, we all know it is his record. But I will agree with you on this, Shep. When you say that there is a conversation that can be had, yeah, the conversation isn't so much of, you know, whose record is it? Yeah, it's Bonds' record. But the conversation can be had as to whether or not Aaron Judge is the real champ. And I think in that regard, he is. It's very simple. And for the life of me, I can't understand why there are some people who want to fight that tooth and nail. There are people who go, oh, Barry Bonds this, Barry Bonds that. Well, yeah, he did it. Well, what is he, your uncle? Is he your brother? What the hell are you so angry about it for? Who cares? Do you got a plaque or a bust in Cooperstown? Or are you cheering the Barry Bonds fan club? Or is he giving you a commission? Like, what are we doing here? It's a game. Yes, it is a game. And here's the facts. If anybody wants to be angry, let the guys who played the game be angry. Let them be upset. Me as a spectator, I ain't got that much skin in the game to worry about who the home run champ is outside of what, you know, who played it clean. It's like, hey, let's put a, I don't know, what's a giant kid? Let's put a high school kid in a middle school basketball game and then see how he performs. And yeah, he'll break records, but is he the guy? Here's a more applicable example. This guy's name, I think, was Danny Almonte, the Little League World Series. This must have been at this point, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago. They're like, hey, how the hell does this kid have a sharp slider? Why is he throwing 10 miles per hour harder than all the other kids? Well, it's because his ass ain't 12 or 13 or whatever it is. This guy's a high school kid here. He's a teenager busting little kids' ass. And so, yeah, he has records, but he cheated. He wasn't supposed to be there. And sure, blame the parents. Who cares? I'm not diving into the weeds on it. The fact is, he had an edge. He had an upper hand. It's cheating. It's what it is. And so, yeah, you will hear this ad nauseum for weeks, probably months. Barry Bonds is the record holder. How he got the record is more than dubious. And until we have evidence or just anything clear that would make you believe otherwise in the case of Aaron Judge, 62. He's the man. He's the guy. I believe him. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Chris is calling from Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Good evening, JR. We're so happy. Listen, I lived through the Mantle and Maris era, and boy, every day there was something in the newspaper. But, Judge, I've followed him and excited with a nice young man, the parents in the stands. It's just, I'm so happy for this kid, and I hope, JR, I hope he can sign for the biggest salary in history with his next contract coming up with the New York Yankees.
Yeah, well, I think the New York Yankees, they're going to have to pay the man. I think that goes without saying. It would be a complete disaster if he walks away from the Yankees, but I think it's in both of their best interests to come together with some deal. The Yankees initially offered him $30 million per.
Triple it.
Well, I don't know about tripling that money, man.
Can I ask you a question? I'm not going to take up 7 minutes. Every time I call, Shep reminds me of the seven-minute conversation. It's getting kind of old hat.
Okay.
But just a couple fast things off. Please don't do that to me. There was a song, Here Comes the Judge, by Pickmeat Markham, and it's a beautiful song. You'll Google it. Have you ever thought about leading into your show and you could say, Chris, you've lost your mind? I love the song In the Still of the Night by the Five Soft Satins, or Tell It Like It Is by Aaron Neville. And Son of a Gun, You Tell It Like It Is. Was that too corny?
You asked Shep a question. He's right here. Shep.
I slipped on Shep. I slipped on Shep. I want you, the man with the plan. I want you. Was that too corny? In the Still of the Night by the Five Soft Satins, or Tell It Like It Is by Aaron Neville.
No, it's not too corny, but I'm not going to play it, though.
Oh, you went one win and you dropped another. Okay, well, I'm a happy, happy new year. And this man is just, if George Steinbrenner was alive, and he may be above it, but he would be out there on the field tonight doing his thing. And I always say I'd love to see you move to Maryland and D.C., and wasn't that stupid of that Meshuggah, the owner of the Redskins, having to prove to the other owners I'm walking with Jerry Jones. If you try fast when I've got you where the hair is short, because he will do it. But I wish he would leave town, and I wish the fans would start shouting, sell the team more, because this team, disarray doesn't even describe it, and I'll leave it at that. But as usual, when I call you up, I'm not going to ask how you're doing like 47 people do, because – after the first person says, how you doing, I'm smart enough to know how you're doing. But as usual, you put on a wonderful show, and I really appreciate it, JR. You're one of a kind.
Well, Chris, do you know – well, shout-outs to all my friends listening on The Fan in D.C. I love it out there. I pop in quite a bit. Do you know Baby Keem? You know who that is?
Baby King. I know, yeah. Donna Washington. Baby King. K-I-N-G?
No, Keem, as in K-E-E-M.
No. Tell me something he sang or something he did.
We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to come back with some Baby Keem for you to listen to, okay?
You're not going to kill the people that call you up, because you shouldn't. You've got a lot of old-timers, and I mean that, JR, that listen
what
to your show.
Kill who? What are you talking about?
Well, I thought somebody may call up, because one night I listened to you, and somebody accused you, I say accused you, of making fun of baseball, and you said, I'll talk to you off of the air, and don't lose this guy, because you didn't say I'll get him straight, but I'm sure after the conversation was over with, the guy cried uncle, because I listened to the show that night, and you mentioned baseball. You love baseball.
I
do. And another thing you do a lot.
Yeah, that's what I said. I love baseball. Anybody who calls me up and goes, oh, you don't like baseball, they don't know what the hell they talk about.
Well, I know, and you do a lot for underprivileged children. And I heard you say the other night things that you do and traveling from town to town. When are you coming to the D.C., Maryland area?
Well, listen, I was there last week, but I didn't tell anybody, so don't worry about it. I'll be back soon. I'm gonna talk to the students at Maryland or maybe John Hopkins, but
How about Georgetown? Listen, one quick question.
Oh, my goodness.
You went down the streets of Philadelphia with another team outside of Philadelphia wearing a jersey or a jacket?
No, what the hell? I'm from I was born in Philadelphia, I have a JR Sport Brief shirt on. I have a Drexel shirt. What do you want?
That's not a death wish, because I traveled many, many years ago with a Redskin. And, boy, I tell you, you need people guarding you up at Philadelphia if you go from out of state to watch an out-of-state
game.
Well,
let me put it to you this way, Chris.
Yes,
where
sir.
I go, people leave me the hell alone. nobody bother me. I appreciate you, Chris. You take it easy, okay?
Okay.
Okay,
good night,
thank
Shep.
You, Chris.
Bye-bye.
All right. Yeah, Shep said good night. Thank you, Chris, for calling. What are people bothering me for? I don't do nothing to nobody. I mind my damn business. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to take more of your calls. We'll talk about Tom Brady. We'll get into, Tua Tagovailoa. We'll talk about Luka Doncic. And then when we come back, you don't know who Baby Keem is? And listen to him on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for having me on. First time caller. You got a great show. I really like your show. You're really patient, and I think you're really objective.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Well, thank you. Yeah, and there's Baby Keem. It's playing right now in the back. Yeah, Baby Keem and Kendrick Lamar. I love this song. I love it. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Victor. Hey, Shep, is this guy's name, his first name is Victor Wembanyama? Is that his name? Victor, right?
You're talking about the number one guy to come, right, in the NBA?
Yeah, the guy who's 7'4", who's playing basketball like he's 6'4".
And he's talking trash these days, I believe.
Oh, my God. This guy's a freak. Like, did you see him? Did you see him bring the ball up court and dribble like he was just, I don't know, Allen Iverson? Like, who's doing this?
You don't see a little bit of Chet Holmgren in this individual?
He
is skinny, man.
Outside, yes, but he is more fluid than Chet Holmgren.
Oh, you know, more upside without question.
We can look at anybody. He's a baby. How old is he? What is he, 18, 17 years old?
He just turned 18. You know the guy who's partly responsible for him is Horny Parker.
What did he grow him in a lab?
No, I mean, he's just the influence.
Oh, well, because he's French?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, come on, sure. And you know what? Victor Wembanyama, if you look at his body, especially the upper body around the shoulders, he does not, he's thin. He has space to put on body. it just it is odd watching someone. He just makes no sense. I hope he stays healthy, but 7'4", no one is supposed to be that fluid. 855-212-4CBS. We've talked Judge. We're going to get into Tom Brady. We're going to talk more NBA. People are looking at Luka Doncic to potentially win the MVP this season. Aaron Judge, following the Yankees' loss, 3-2, they fall to the Texas Rangers. Following Aaron Judge hitting 62 home runs, knowing that he has now hit more home runs than anyone in American League history, Aaron Judge spoke. First of all, he says this has been fun. He's actually enjoyed it.
It's been a fun ride so far. You know, getting a chance to do this with the team we got, the guys surrounding me, you know, the constant support, you know, from my family who's been with me there, you know, through this whole thing it's been a great honor.
Oh, man, not even just his family. We know his mom has been a part of every trip, it seems like, waiting to see her son go out there and tie the record and break the record. His wife, his dad now at this point. But then also, Roger Maris Jr., he's been along for the ride. He was right there again tonight showing love to, you know, Aaron Judge, his mom congratulating her when her son broke the record that his dad has held now for 61 years. Roger Maris Jr. also said last week, if you recall, he says, yeah, Aaron Judge should be recognized as like the home run king. And Aaron Judge, he thanked the Maris family as well.
Congratulations to them too for their constant support through this whole process, because I know it's a tough situation, you know, your dad's legacy, and you want to uphold that, but you know, getting a chance to meet their family, they're wonderful people, and you know, getting a chance to, you know, have my name next to, you know, someone as great as Roger Maris, Babe Ruth, those guys is incredible.
Yeah, it makes absolutely no sense. And so this has been extremely stressful. You would think, you would imagine, just having the pressure to, you know, sit around and tie the record for a week, heading into game one of their game or their match today. The Texas Rangers, if you weren't familiar, and the Yankees, this was a doubleheader. And so the Yankees won the first game 5-4. Aaron Judge was 1-for-5. And after game one, he's only had one home run in the last 13 games. But despite that, Aaron Judge talked about the most memorable aspect of this home run chase.
The fans, you know, the fans at home, the fans on the road, you know, the constant support, you know, seeing Yankee Stadium on their feet for every single at bat, you know, they're booing pitchers for throwing balls, you know, which I've never seen before. And, you know, I think I got a base hit the other night and I was getting booed for a single.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he has only but so much he can do. He can't throw the ball to himself, can he? Maybe you can. I don't know. It'd be freaky. At the same time, talking about the fans, yeah, this home run did not take place at Yankee Stadium. It took place in Arlington. And Aaron Judge, he appreciates the support from the Yankee fans and just go everywhere.
Would have been great to do it at Yankee Stadium in front of our home fans, but I know a lot of, you know, Yankee fans, they travel well, and there's a lot of Yankee fans here tonight, and, you know, getting a chance to share that experience with the fans, and, you know, that's what it's about for me.
Yeah, New York is one of the biggest cities on planet Earth. There are a lot of Yankee fans all over the country, transplanted New Yorkers. New Yorkers will travel, they move. They're all over the place. Ernie's calling from Pinehurst. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Ernie?
He's perfect. He doesn't make any mistakes, whether it's on the ball field or answering questions from the press. What do you think?
Oh, Aaron Judge is baseball Jesus?
Well, I'm not saying Jesus, but I mean, he's perfect. Jesus wasn't perfect.
What? Whoa, okay. Well, that's news to me. I thought they said he was. There's a book about it.
All right. But I'm just saying that, you know, what Sosa and McGuire and Bonds did was sacrilegious.
Wow.
Keeping it in the realm of religion. What they did was sacrilegious. I have Sammy Sosa's Sox, White Sox card when he came up. He couldn't even fill out a uniform anymore.
I thought he said Sox, too.
Right, you're right. I thought you said you had Sammy Sosa socks. I was like, what are you talking about? But,
no, his first baseball card with the socks.
Yes, I get it. I thought you said you had his socks initially. I said, what else are you collecting, man? You know, people collect weird things. You know, somebody got a musician's fingernail that fell off a couple nights ago and sold it for like $50,000. So, okay.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, anyway.
Yes.
Take care. That's all I wanted to say. With those
you
guys,
too, Ernie.
Hot garbage. Those
Who's
guys
hot,
hot
garbage?
The Sosa and Bonds and McGuire.
Yeah, they're
you
hot
know?
Garbage.
It's just,
they are.
Yeah, they are. Anyway, come down and play golf someday.
You want me to play golf with you?
In Pinehurst, yeah.
How often do you get out there?
I live here. I'm Pinehurst Ernie.
Oh, so what do? You roll out of bed? You live on a course? You got one of those houses?
0.9 of a mile. 9/10 of a mile.
Oh, so we got to drive. We got to drive, what is that, 50 seconds?
Yeah. The best courses in the world are right in North Carolina.
Where are we eating breakfast? You got somebody making breakfast at your house, or we got to go get food?
I'll get somebody to make us breakfast.
Okay.
You'll be
do you drink or do you smoke on the course while you play? Like, what do you do?
You enjoy yourself. It's in nature. You're away from
nature.
Everything.
Okay.
You know, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I like nature. I like beauty. Hey, Ernie, email me. You know how to email me, right?
Sure. What's the email?
jrsportbrief@gmail.
Okay.
It's 1S, okay?
Okay.
I'll play golf with you, okay?
I've come down here, man. It's a
yeah, can Shep come?
Country.
Shep, you want to come? You want to come down, Shep?
He seems like cool as hell, man. I'll definitely come, Ern.
Yeah, let's
All
do
right.
that. All right, thank you, Ernie. We're going to bring
okay,
20
I'll
people
email.
With us. Okay, thank you. Appreciate
All right.
you. All right, he said okay. Shep, we could bring 20 people.
We should bring all the callers, too.
Yeah, why not? Well, I don't know about that. Let's bring Marco Belletti. Where's Marco at? Marco, do you want to come down and play golf, Marco?
I think sure. I've never played before, but I'd give it a shot.
Yeah, we're going to eat, drink. We're going to bring 20 friends, and then he's going to tell us to leave, never to come back to his place.
That sounds about my normal day, so it sounds good.
I like that. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We do what we want.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I'm at work doing security, man, and I listen to your show every night.
Hey, man, I am new to your show, but I absolutely love it. It's awesome.
This is the best sports talk radio show on the air for sure, bar none.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Yeah, we've talked about Aaron Judge. It's what else? He hit 62 home runs. No one has ever done that in the American League. He's the first guy to ever do it. Good for him. We talked about Kenny Pickett. We've talked about the Braves overtaking the Mets to win the National League East. And unfortunately, I also mentioned Tom Brady. We have heard rumors now, unfortunately, for more than a month. It seems like 2 months that they ain't looking good. You might recall it was only about a month ago upon Tom Brady returning from training camp. Tom Brady stood in front of the media and he basically said, listen, guys, 45 years old. I got a lot of you know what to deal with just in life. Like, I got a lot going on. And that was Tom Brady's excuse as to why he was gone from training camp for going on almost 2 weeks. And we got the rumors. Him and his wife are living in separate houses. And she's in New York. And she's here. And she's not with him. And she's mad. He chose football over her. And it's like, whoa. I'm not TMZ. I'm just JR. I know the guys at TMZ, but I ain't dealing with them guys. I like to stick to sports, but this is obviously, this is touching on sports because Is it going to be a distraction? Tom Brady going to let this roll off his back? Is he going to be angry? Is he going to be breaking more iPads? Like, this is a situation that will hover just over him. And when you really think about it, this is the same Tom Brady who had an opportunity to go away. And he changed his mind. A month later, his wife was on record publicly in interviews and saying that she wishes that he would pay more attention to the family. He put out a whole statement saying that he was going to do that. That's public. He's talked about how much he loves his family, wants to spend more time with them. And then he went right the hell back to football. He has a 10-year contract. What is he getting? $350? $370? He's going to make $35, $37 million a year to cover games for Fox? And he went back out there to play football? Listen, I'm not Tom Brady. I'm not in this house. I don't profess to be. I don't want to be. It's a hell of a decision, right? You could stay home with your family, make money talking about football. You go on the road 2-3 days out the week. You come home, take your kids to school, look at your supermodel wife, make all your money, and you go along with your life. You're the most successful quarterback of all time. Or do you say, hey, I just want to go out here and play more football? I mean, I've seen the unfortunate jokes. It's just like, you rather go out there and get hit by Aaron Donald than stay home with your wife. It's like, okay, whoa. It sucks. It's not a damn thing fun about divorce, separation, and lawyers. And that's the report that both he and his wife. Hey, Shup, what's the wife's name again? I mix them up.
Giselle.
Giselle Bundchen, yeah.
Correct.
I can't keep up with these models. I don't care.
He can.
What is he? He got 20 lined up already?
Well, I mean, he had maybe even more physically. No, I'm sorry. That's classist on my part. I retract that. He has no problems keeping up with Miles. He's the Leonardo DiCaprio of professional sports.
Let's see who Giselle Bundchen. Never mind. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Bob is calling from Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Bob?
Yes, good evening, JR. Congratulate the Aaron for those 62 home runs, and it's quite an achievement.
Yes, it is.
I want to talk about Tom Brady. Whether you like Tom Brady or not, he set all those records, and I'm not going to delve in all the records that he holds. Most of them, especially a touchdown record of 700 TDs. Nobody's going to touch that. Nobody.
Okay.
But this business, I kind of smelled something that didn't had an odor to it when he took those 11 days off.
What are you talking about?
He had never done that in his career.
Okay.
And all of a sudden he comes back and the reporters are after him and so forth. I thought something even would happen between him and his wife. I want to point out, say this, I don't care whether you're rich, poor, or in the middle.
Right.
The only thing is more important than your wife and your children. I don't care how much money it is. But one thing about that man, all those years he played up there with the Patriots, every other year, he would take less money every year so that they could hire other players. Okay. I'm talking about millions of dollars a year. And he was promised that money when he retired. He never got it. That's why he left the Patriots, in my opinion.
Okay.
They owed him money, Kraft owed him money, and he didn't want it. And Belichick was getting on his back, and all this. That man had
nothing
to.
Well, that's a lot of speculation there.
Yeah, it is. But
I don't think he's going broke.
No, I'm not saying. Did you know that his wife made more money than he did?
Yes, I'm very familiar that she's a Brazilian supermodel, and she's probably making $20 million a shoot. Yes, I've heard.
I say one thing about his kids. They'll never want for anything.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm pretty sure that's also not necessarily a great thing. But what does it matter? The kids will be rich as well. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Will is here from Houston. Go ahead, Will.
Hey, JR. Hey, man. Just want to say real quick that I absolutely love listening to your show on my drive home from work every night.
Thanks.
The Tom Brady thing, man, listen, I don't have an opinion on that because I don't think Tom Brady would give a crap if any of us are going through a divorce. So on the Aaron Judge home run thing, so we have court testimony that Barry Bonds said in court under oath that he took the clear and the cream.
He didn't know.
So he claims he didn't know. Yeah. Or flaxseed oil, yeah. So he doesn't claim that he knowingly took anything. We already know that McGuire and Sosa were dirty. So my honest opinion, despite what the players say, is that Judge is the home run king. And look, I'm an Astros fan. I hate the Yankees. I want nothing more than the Astros to knock the Yankees out of the playoffs this year. But, man, Judge is something special.
Absolutely. I'd be interested to see, you know, what the offseason holds for the New York Yankees and, you know, what things look like way into the future for him. So we'll see. Hey, Will, I appreciate you, man.
Thank you, JR, man. I love your show.
Thank you. Shout out to all my folks out in Houston. Everybody on the loop. What's up, Landry? I see you out there. And Landry be popping up on my timeline. I don't know what the hell he's doing. Anyway, Shep, do we have time for one more call or should I wait?
Probably wait.
Okay. Shep said wait. So I'm going to wait. The phone lines are still open. That's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of quarterbacks, Matthew Stafford, I don't think he's having any of those personal problems, but he might be dealing with many professional ones. He's coming off of a Super Bowl victory, and that's probably going to be the height and the peak of his career. We're going to talk about Matthew Stafford on the other side of the break. Luka Doncic in the NBA certainly hasn't reached his peak. There's a lot of NBA executives who think that Luka Doncic is going to go ahead and win his first NBA MVP. We'll give you an update on Dak Prescott. We'll talk about Russell Westbrook, and we'll talk to you. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. You can also holler at me. I'm on social media everywhere. That's at JR Sport Brief. I'm about to check Twitter right now. Send me some stupid messages.
Capital One believes that everyone deserves easier access to their money whenever they need it in a simple and secure way. With advancements in machine learning technology, online shopping is now a breeze with Capital One. Autofill payment fields and get assigned a virtual card number for more secure online purchases. Plus, machine learning is also constantly fighting fraud and alerts you of all suspicious activity on your account. See how Capital One is using machine learning for the future of banking at CapitalOne.com. Capital One, what's in your wallet?